Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation. Hey! Yo, we got an exciting show for you today. You want to know why? Because we got Vivica Fox in the house. Julia Roberts reveals what she hates most about turning 50, and we're going to dish with Miss Vivica about the stage production of Two Can Play That Game, co-starring our very own P. Willie. Hey. But first, congratulations to the Houston Astros on winning their first ever World Series.
That's my city.
Houston won the seventh game, beating the L.A. Dodgers 5-1. And during their celebration on the field, Astros all-star shortstop Carlos Correa scored his own home run.
Ooh. And right now, I'm about to take another big step in my life. Daniela Rodriguez, you make me the happiest man in the world. Will you marry me?
I'm talking about put an ice skating ring, let them know you take it.
Right. When I was watching it, though, it made me sad.
Why?
Yeah, I mean, Cardi B had a pear shape. Young girls are not wearing pear shape rings. They were in the kind that she had.
First of all,
a nice brilliant cut or a nice oval shape, not pear.
Baby, you just want a cut.
We don't care. Okay? You ain't right.
These days, we just happy to get a ring on the finger.
Say yes. That.
Well, yeah, y'all are.
He's got a white woman inside of him.
He's a white woman from Martha's Vineyard. And he don't like white people.
No.
Child. Now, we know Tyrese is going through it, honey, with his child custody case, but baby, honey, he's been having a meltdown on social media. Oh, Jesus, y'all. And we better pray, y'all, for him. Vivica, we gotta pray for him.
Mm.
Yes, Lord. Now, in a series of long Instagram posts, baby, Tyrese addressed God. He talked about being a Capricorn. He thanked the...
Gary.
He thanked Dr. King, honey, for his sacrifices. He managed
Martin Luther King?
Yes, girl.
And Gary. Some Cohibas was in there too, right?
Okay. Yeah. He managed y'all to drag Lee Daniels, honey. Facial hair.
Oh my God.
Gary.
From civil rights to facial hair? What do we...
Yes, honey. He dragged Lee Daniels' facial hair, and then of course he went in on the Rock, baby, honey. Now in one Instagram post he wrote, Lee Daniels, dude, you're a fellow Capricorn. Please listen to me. Don't you ever wear your facial hair like that ever again, okay? And FYI, I was never mad at The Rock. I was just mad that he was pitched. And I did privately and said yes to it without even thinking of what I'm dealing with personally.
I understand him from a friend's point of view, but when you're talking about business, The Rock don't got to think about what you're going through
Nothing.
When he's making his own business decisions.
Agreed.
What are you talking about?
But then, y'all, he followed it up with another Instagram photo with him, Vin Diesel and The Rock, and wrote, I'm sorry to announce that if Dwayne is in Fast 9, there will be no more Roman Pierce.
What?
You mess with family and my daughter's survivor, I mess with yours. Close your eyes, dude, and you're a clown. Hashtag candy ass bitch made.
Oh, my God. Ooh. Did he scream like that while he was texting
us? Yes, you were telling him
in the caption. Yeah, and he actually did a video and he was crying.
Yes, oh, it was sad.
It was sad.
I can understand him feeling himself and knowing that he did play a good part in the movie, but don't think that they won't continue. Paul Walker died.
Yes.
And they continued the franchise.
See?
Without Tyrese is not there, they will continue the franchise.
See, I'm going to tell you from my standpoint as an actor, you've got to know, like, when to know your place, play your position, and stay in your lane.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to know, instead of you screaming on him, hey, wait and see if you can get a part in there, too.
That's
Hello. So now you're definitely not going to get
right.
a part.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you might lose your part in
and the other one. See there? Know your place.
Yeah, but that's his brother, though. He shouldn't have done that, though. I
the
mean,
Rock
they
ain't
brothers.
His brother, like,
I mean,
since when?
Now, they're co-workers, yeah. Gary. Just yes. like you told us the other day, when your co-worker,
yeah,
they are co- yes, they are co-workers.
Like, when you worked at Wendy's, did you hang out with them when you got off?
No, I did not.
Well, it's hard to believe that Julia Roberts just turned 50 last weekend.
Oh, yes.
She looks amazing.
Looking good.
So gorgeous. Now, Julia graces the cover of December's issue of InStyle magazine. And in it, she revealed that while she always loves her birthday, she's tired of reporters asking her questions about turning 50.
Oh.
She said, "There's nothing different about this birthday than any other one. Really, people? Are we still in that space? Did anyone ever go over this with George Clooney or Brad Pitt before their 50th birthday?"
Oh, yes,
oh,
they did.
Yeah.
It's a blessing to turn 50. I don't understand.
Especially if you still look like you got it together.
Hello.
Yeah. Not everybody.
All right.
Like,
yes, agreed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Trust me.
We're going to get a little personal here.
Uh-oh. Oh, God.
Better sex now or better sex then?
Better sex now.
Really?
Yes, without a doubt.
What have you learned along the way?
Lots of tricks.
Oh. Go ahead, Craig. We're fine now. So, Ms. Vivica Fox and I are traveling with the play, Two Can Play That Game, yes. Stage Play.
Woo!
Yes! Which is based on the movie, Two yes. Can Play That Game, which you starred in, mm-hmm. and I'm obsessed with. Everyone in black culture, period, is obsessed with that movie.
Yes.
And I'm so enjoying the tour so far. I have to say that. But I think there's something everybody wants to know.
What's that?
What's it like working with me?
Back to me.
Yeah.
Yes. How great am I? Let me tell you something. This young lady has come in and slayed the role of Connie.
Oh,
I am.
She
has done an amazing job. She really has. From day one of rehearsal, she took it seriously. She came in, she knew her lines. And each show, I've just seen you grow as an actress and have a wonderful time. You know, you embrace your moments.
Thank you.
I see you embracing, like, your moments, taking your hands and working it and everything. Yes, and her outfits are fabulous. Oh, fabulous. But I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
And it's been an honor.
I watch you a lot. She doesn't move in certain times. She doesn't have to move. You know, you just see how poised she is. Mm-hmm. So I just want to say I love that about you.
Would you ever do a play of another movie that you were a part of? Like, could we get Set It Off the play?
Wow, now that would be awesome. That's another one that's become like a cult classic. Mm-hmm. People love Set It Off, so yes,
you
we should do
that.
Set It Off
you
the stage
so
play.
Do that.
So now, Vivica, now after years of going in on each other, yes, honey, you and 50 Cent recently made peace with each other.
Yes.
Now, you just shot a funny couples therapy sketch with 50 on his late night sketch show, 50 Cent Central. So now, where do you all stand at with this announcement? Where do you guys stand now?
There's peace.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very happy with that because when, I guess we love hard and we fight even harder.
Yeah.
So people were very thrilled, and I was too when I got the call because I don't like beefing him. I ran into him at a Knicks game, mm-hmm. and I walked over to him and I was like, yo, like, for real. But, you know,
awesome.
He was trying to go at my entire family, and, you know, you know, ask Brad. You
can't
know, I keep it real.
You already know.
You already know.
Don't do
you
it.
Already know.
Yes. Don't do
and
it.
I think me going over to him, like, and just saying, hey, mm-hmm. let's squash
on
this.
On your grown woman,
word.
Yeah.
And so we're friends, and there's peace.
Because you said he was kind of like the love of your life.
He is definitely the love of my life. I mean, I'll never not deny that. I mean, even when I still see him, I'm like, ooh, you be giving me butterflies,
yes,
Curtis.
Yes, butterflies come through.
Still, Curtis.
It's some
yes.
Some
we got some chemistry
there.
Always.
So you're not one of those women who completely close the door once the relationship's over. You
with
you
him?
Never say never. Yes. Well, I'm just in general.
No. With him. Right, you
right.
With him, yes.
Because
there's a whole other ones, honey. The vault is locked, sealed, and contained.
Right.
Well, that's the question then, Vivica. Does Curtis want that thing back?
If he did, he's got to earn it.
Oh. Hello.
No, he'll always have a special place in my heart.
We can't wait to see you guys both in the play. Two Can Play That Game.
Remaining, we have Atlanta this weekend, Orlando on Sunday,
DC.
And then DC, and then Houston.
Mm-hmm. Well, there it is, man. Yes. What's up, y'all? Vivica A.
Coming up, more Dish Nation when we come back.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, Jennifer Aniston has some advice for Sandra Bullock. Marry that man already.
All right now.
Well, you know, now that Jennifer is happily married to Justin Theroux, she wants the same happiness for her friend Sandra, which is the best. If you've already experienced and it's good for you, you want that for your girl.
That's right.
Well, apparently, Sandra turned to Jen for advice on whether or not she should take the leap, and Jen told her to do it because what's the difference? He's already living here. He's already your old man. Which makes sense, right?
Yeah. That's why people tell people what to do. If, like, Sandra's relationship is working fine the way it is, it's working fine. Like, there's so many people who have been in long-term relationships, get married, and then get divorced.
That's true.
Because the dynamics change.
I agree.
So you get a judge involved.
That's true.
And then that new man got to accept her kids, and, you know, she has kids from other ethnicities. So he got to be able to accept
that. What was that? Okay, right.
They got to all come into play.
Yes. Well, he is being a great dad to her kids, and I guess her friend is like, go ahead and get married. But, Jen, it took you a long time to get married.
Okay. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with test driving the car before you put, you know, ownership on it.
You said you want to be test drove before you got married?
When you marry someone, it changes the dynamics. You should make sure that you can live together.
That's right.
You're compatible,
That
also when he starts living with the children, that everyone gets along as a family unit.
Yeah, right. You don't want to buy a car and realize the clutch burnt out.
Word, say that.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
Or it's got a recall.
You need a new muffler.
Well, honey, Channing Tatum's dad may have a bone to pick with Ellen DeGeneres.
Why?
Now, as a guest host on Jimmy Kimmel's, Channing revealed that his dad, honey, learned some big news about his past thanks to Ellen DeGeneres.
Do men give lap dances, or is that not a... I don't know what men strippers do.
You basically put on little shows, and, you know, I don't know. It's not as...
What kind of show? Show us.
That was my very first time on your show, and I gotta let you know that was the very first time that my dad actually found out that I was a stripper for a short time.
Wait, your dad didn't know that you had been a stripper?
Nope.
And he learned it that day?
Giving you a dance, yes.
Wow.
Actually,
how did he take it?
Not well.
Did y'all see how fast he jumped up on them pockets? He knew Ellen got them deep pockets.
All dad can say is that Tanum, he can come to the barbecue,
honey.
He wanted to see Ellen make it rain on him, honey.
Now, Vivica, you was a part of a show that featured male strippers at
Vivica's
one point.
Vivica's Black Magic.
Would you put Channing Tatum on the roster right now?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Are you kidding me? White chocolate. Oh, dang.
Didn't you have one of those?
We did have a white chocolate.
Okay.
Yeah, so now I was watching.
Well, y'all, Kelly Clarkson found her calling when she was only 13.
What? Well, how do you discover at 13 that you want to be a singer?
Honestly, somebody heard me sing in the hallway, and they were like, you should be in choir. And I was like, that's for dorks. And then apparently I was one.
You were a dork.
I didn't know at the time.
Right.
I was unaware. You had to pick band or choir, honestly, as electives. And I was like, I'll just sing because I'm poor and I don't have money for an instrument.
A lot of stars start from humble beginnings, don't they?
Yes.
Same, because she didn't have money for the instrument.
Where she is now.
Okay. She got the instrument
you just
money.
Never know.
Okay.
So when did you guys find your passion or your calling in life?
For me, it happened like when I was young. Like, I loved to be in the talent shows at school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I played basketball, volleyball, track, and I was a cheerleader.
All around.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess I had a thing for performing.
Yeah,
you
gave yourself a shot at everything.
Right.
Why not?
Something was going to work out, okay?
Make sure y'all check out Kelly Clarkson's new album, Meaning of Life, available now to buy or stream at kellyclarkson.com.
Vivica Fox, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
You're
welcome.
Please check out the Play 2 Could Play That Game. It's on tour right now. Where can they go for the dates?
Yes, we will be in Atlanta on Friday and Saturday, 8 p.m. at the Fox Theater.
That's Woo!
Fox at Fox. Yes.
Don't meet them there, beat them there. One time for Vivica Fox.
Yeah. Stay tuned. There's still more Dish Nation coming up.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation, and it's time for Ticket or Skip It.
All right.
Oh, I'm so excited. Because hitting theaters this weekend is the latest addition to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's Thor Ragnarok. Now, in this one, Thor finds himself trapped on the other side of the universe, and he must stop the all-powerful Hela from destroying his home planet.
Oh, goodness. That sounds like a hell of a problem.
It does. Sure is. Take a look.
fight.
He's a fighter.
I'm not a queen or a monster. I'm the goddess of death. What were you the god of again?
All right, I might be convinced to go see this.
That is going to be awesome song.
Yeah.
Why are you on it? Did this bore you? What? Did this bore you?
I want to love that, but that's something. How y'all like stuff like that?
I normally don't like
it's
stuff
exciting.
Like that.
It's exciting. It looks good. The costumes, the graphics, everything. It looks amazing.
You know, this should pretty much make you excited because there's some girl power in there.
That's the only reason I want to watch it is because of Cate Blanchett.
Yo, Cate Blanchett plays Hela. She's the goddess of death, and this marks the first time in the Marvel Cinematic Universe that the villain has been a girl.
Yeah. Really?
She hella dope.
Ticket. What about you?
You know what? I'm a ticket for the cinematic universe. I'll be there. I'll be there.
Gary?
I'm going to wait till you go to DVD.
Oh, God.
My Gary.
You always ruin a good old ticket.
Yeah, I'm going to have a V8.
Boo this man.
Well, one thing's for sure. Chris Hemsworth is in pretty good shape, wouldn't y'all say?
Oh, yes, he's in fabulous shape.
Well, if you're looking to get in shape, then I have a deal for you. It's deal time.
All right.
So check out this Abs NRG six-pack training revolution.
Ooh.
Gary, now I'm going to have you be the before to show everyone how it works.
Oh, okay.
The Abs NRG exercises your abdominal muscles so you can get a workout in while sitting on the couch, while driving, or while running your mouth, Gary.
Ooh.
It offers a 23-minute training program to tone and firm muscles. Plus, it's easy to attach and ready to operate at a single touch. And it can be worn under your clothes so that you can secretly be getting sexy. Normally, it can be seen as high as $399.
Wow.
But for you, it's only $39.
Woo! Sweet.
You know the deal is real. Just head over to morningsave.com and get started on your six-pack today.
Look at it go.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a positive and a negative.
See, the negative.
Where's the positive? All right, y'all, don't go anywhere because coming up, we've got a story about the time Alex Trebek got high. Stay tuned.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Hey. Everybody knows Alex Trebek, right?
Yeah,
of course. Jeopardy.
Jeopardy. Show host. Now, he's reminiscing about a trip, and I'm not talking about the vacation type.
Uh-oh. What kind of trip?
That'll be a weed trip for 300, Brad and Gary.
Uh-oh.
So he shared a story with the Daily Beast about the one time he got high. He said it was by accident. I didn't know what they were. I just arrived in California and went to a friend's house for dinner, and it were brownies, and I love brownies. I'm a chocoholic, and I didn't realize they were hash brownies.
Ooh, how many? Ooh.
Yo, dude ate like 6.
Oh, my God.
I bet he's still high. Like, for real.
Right. Did they have to call the paramedics?
Nah, he said he spent a day and a half in bed, and he couldn't even get to his own bed. He said the party was on Friday. He couldn't leave till Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Like that, do that though. To you?
Yes, I had one brownie one time, and I was literally in a swimming pool for 8 hours.
Really?
Yeah, trying to figure out how to get out the pool.
Yeah. Yes. Do they taste good?
Yes.
It's just like regular brownies.
Great, regular brownies.
If no one tells you, you won't know that there's something in it.
It's not going to make you paranoid. I'm already paranoid.
Oh, it's not going to make you paranoid.
Gary, we would never give you one. I just couldn't. Nobody, please.
Good, then.
You'd be running down the street naked in your thong.
And then when the weed kicks in... The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com to catch today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.